Well, Mr. Brady, it seems every time you turn on the TV, there's President Obama, and he seems to be firing at Republicans for health care. But can Republicans stop this?
No, it just seems odd for the president to be blaming Republicans when he controls the White House and Democrats have a huge 70-vote margin in the House and a filibuster-proof margin in the Senate. So truth of the matter is every Republican can vote against this health care, massive government takeover, and it still would pass. The problem is they can't even convince their own Democrats to support it. It's complete disarray in Washington to the point where the Democrats are running ads against other Democrats on the health care bill. So I can see why nothing's moving forward, because they really don't have a clue as to which direction to head.
But there's only one more week this week before the traditional August recess. So do you see them trying some sort of finagling to get this to the floor?
Even though the Senate said no, they want to wait till after Labor Day. The Speaker, I think, is intent on rushing this through the House, again, probably with absolutely no time to read it, and certainly without the public an opportunity to look at it. We're already seeing a lot of arm twisting throughout this past weekend, pressure on members to support this, Democrat members who don't. The big problem is they said that this would lower health care costs. All the independent experts have said, no, it'll actually increase our health care costs and increase premiums on families, which is unacceptable. Plus, it's going to increase the deficit as well and really take control out of people's lives, the ability to choose what doctors they want to see, what medicines they get, what treatments they deserve. All that will be decided by Uncle Sam.
And one of the things you pointed out in your chart is all these new federal bureaucracies that are being added, and these are being added on top of the bureaucracies we already have.
The reason Democrats in the House continue to block Republicans from distributing the health care chart that shows just what a bureaucratic nightmare their plan is, I think they're afraid for the public to see it. And I think the more the public learns about this massive takeover, the less they support it. In fact, the polls now, more than 50% of Americans don't support this plan. And I'm convinced if they get a chance to look at it in August before the House votes, this plan won't survive. It is just so poorly put together and doesn't focus on really helping people get covered with insurance, lower their costs, have more choices. It goes the opposite direction.
See, that's the one thing they don't understand that pretty much everybody agrees with them, is that there does need to be some reform. But reform is not a takeover.
No, it's not. In fact, with more competition, with people having more choice, us as Americans having more knowledge of the price of health care, being able to compare and shop, and then finding a way, and there's some good ways to cover those who work with small businesses, those who are in between jobs, and those with pre-existing illnesses, there are some great ideas, but the president and speaker absolutely won't listen to other ideas. They have decided the path. They don't care what other people think, and they're just going to push this through.
Now, before you head back to Washington Monday morning, you've got, of course, a press conference with the Senator, Kay Bailey Hutchison, to talk about this very issue.
Yes, Senator Hutchison and I will be in Houston, Texas Medical Center at Ben Taub Hospital, talking about the flaws, fatal flaws, we think, in this health care bill and how it will affect families. And I think people will be surprised with some of the comments by physicians and hospital leaders.
You've heard from a lot of doctors who are very concerned about this. People are calling the office. They're really trying to get the word out on this. What do you think the chances are that the arm twisting will work?
You know, I think it's a 50-50 proposition right now. The House has such a huge margin for Democrats, 70 members, that I think they can push a number of them over the cliff to make this happen. In the end, it will backfire. Not giving the American public the right to look at this plan and give their input to their lawmakers before they vote on it, maybe not even a chance to read it as lawmakers themselves, I think in the end it will backfire. The question is, what do the Democrats have to hide? What are they keeping from the American public that they want to rush this through? My thought is, this health care reform is going to change America for generations to come. It can't be rushed through. It has to be done right.